KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 66 degrees. We look for continued partly cloudy skies today in a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, the Atlanta Community School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening approved the final year of Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein's contract and related pay increase. The vote was 4-1 with Dr. Keith Swanson voting no. Business manager and board secretary Mary Beth Fast said the contract includes a 3% raise and changes that went into effect July the 1st that had previously been approved by the board. Amstein's salary will increase from $137,904 to $142,041. His contract also calls for the district to pay him $25,000 upon his retirement. Those funds will be put into a health reimbursement account for future use. Amstein had earlier announced plans to retire at the end of the 2016-17 school year. The Atlantic School Board Wednesday also approved the language for a proposed special election ballot pertaining to a voter-approved physical plant and equipment levy, or VPEPL, and combined income surtax. The election will be held September 13th. Information sessions are planned for district patrons to further explain how the combined regular PEPL and income surtax will reduce the tax amount property owners pay on their assessed valuations, yet still able to maintain the 85 cent per $1,000 the district received from taxes. Business manager and board secretary Mary Beth Fast explained the income surtax cannot exceed 20%, but it's likely that it'll never be that high.
However, that's determined in the formula for the aid levy sheet by the valuations. You have to have at least $1 property tax. So if we put in 20% and that calculated through the formula and it made negative property tax, it would make it work to whatever that percentage was. Typically, it has been about 9%.
Right.
So we've not hit that 20 since I've been here.
Superintendent Mike Amstein said state law allows the district to use the combined property tax and income surtax for the PEPL, but as she mentioned, the district hasn't done that since 2012. Only property tax assessments are currently used to support the PEPL. Board Vice President Christy Pellet reminded the board and informed the public that because there is a limit of 85 cents, even with that combination of income surtax and property tax, they can't generate more than 85 cents per $1,000 of assessed valuation.
That's what we're generating now for the district, so it does not increase the income that is provided to the district. It only influences the makeup of that, the split between property tax and income.
Your total
surtax
that you generate will be the same. The funding streams that make that up, that's what you're talking about. Right now it's all property tax.
Fast said if the income surtax had been in place for the current school year, it would have cut the property tax rate about 60 cents per thousand. Christy Pellet said the combined PEPL and income surtax would essentially make it fairer because more people would contribute to the PEPL, not just the property owners.
You know, right now, only the property owners are contributing. And this, it could be argued whether that's more equitable, but it reaches a different group of people who then contribute.
Fast told the board the amount of income surtax would be determined each year in March when the district's budget is being formulated.
And I think if that does pass, what we would do is run some different scenarios for you so that you could choose
the
difference was and how you wanted to handle that.
Well, more than 24 students from Audubon and the surrounding area have spent the past week in a new federal and state-funded grant-funded program designed to teach kids persistence, hard work, and to give them experiences with what's going on around the county and state. Jason Walter, special education dropout prevention teacher at the Audubon High School, told KJAN News he's grateful for the outpouring of support the launch program has received.
We have tons of community support, lots and lots of community businesses that have been awesome, giving us tours, giving us supplies, helping us out that way.
And while you might think LAUNCH is an acronym for the program, Walter says that's not the case.
We just came up with a name that was neutral for Audubon County. This is not just an Audubon community, or it's all the county. So we would love to have any other surrounding communities in Audubon County sending their kids. LAUNCH is just a way that we want to start our kids out right, launch them into their future, get them experiences in life.
The program will be available year-round during the school year from 3:15 to 6:30 p.m. Walter says while the school year is underway, the program focus will shift slightly to include help with students' homework and more academic activities. He says school district superintendent Brett Gibbs made it clear to him that he wanted both the summer and school year program to teach kids without them realize that they're actually learning something.
When they go home, their parents would say, hey, what'd you learn today? And they'd say, I didn't learn a thing, but we measured all this cooking stuff. We learned how to thrash wheat. We learned how to swim. We went kayaking and learned lots of stuff that way, but not necessarily, we want to hide our learning. During the school year, they will have a little more classroom time where they will be helped with specific homework, but then they will also get a chance to explore other opportunities.
And he agreed it's kind of like getting kids to eat their vegetables without knowing they're being served healthy foods.
That's exactly right. In fact, we're going to make smoothies next Friday, and one of our goals is to add nutritious ingredients to our smoothies and try to hide them in there and then have other kids taste our smoothies and see who had the green beans, who had the broccoli, who had the stuff that some of us don't enjoy eating as much as we should.
Walter said they're still taking any student who wants to participate in the summer program. Simply stop by the south side of the Audubon Elementary School gym or search for Launch Kids Club on Facebook.
Basically, we just need a calendar anticipating what days you're going to send your kid and emergency contact information, and that's about it. And you're signed up, and you can choose when your kid needs to come or go. So we understand kids have vacations. Parents are in and out all the time. So we have some kids that come once a week and some kids that come every single day.
The cost of the program is $50 per week for students who are not participating and the free and reduced lunch program, and you can choose the number of days or weeks you want to send your child. Free and reduced lunch participants have the program available to them at no charge. The summer launch program ends August 19th, but the regular program with a more academic focus will resume at the end of the first day of school on August 23rd, beginning at 3:15 p.m. Jason said he's been blessed with three associate staff members and two lead staffers who are helping to make that program a great success. The Iowa Farm Bureau Federation Young Farmer Advisory Committee elected new officers and welcomed three new district representatives to their committee at their summer meeting held last weekend. Among the new advisory committee officers is Leanne Kading of Adair County, who serves as vice chair. Leanne lives on a farm between Adair and Casey with her husband Philip and their three children. Formerly involved in the hotel industry, she's now active in the day-to-day challenges of raising young children and contributing to their family's corn, soybeans, oats, and hay farm. The IFBF Young Farmer Program, available for Farm Bureau members ages 18 to 35, provides leadership and participation opportunities to nurture the prosperity of young farmers and their families. The Program Advisory Committee plans various events around the state each year, including an annual statewide conference in January that has doubled in attendance over the past 4 years. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.